poll, Donald Trump leads Biden, third-party opponents in 6 of 7 key swing states. By Nick Gilbertson on March 26, 2024. Former President Donald Trump leads President Joe Biden and the rest of his likely general election opponents in 6 of 7 critical swing states, according to a Morning Consult/Bloomberg News poll. The poll, released Tuesday, shows Trump ahead of Biden and third-party candidates in every swing state except for Michigan, where the 45th and 46th presidents tie. While Trump has an advantage over Biden in the larger field, the margins tighten in a hypothetical head-to-head race without third-party candidates, with Biden narrowly leading in one state. Arizona. Trump leads Biden in both a 5-way race and a 2-way race in Arizona, according to the poll. Trump takes first place in the crowded field with 43% of support, followed by Biden at 37%. Independent presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s 12% is good enough for third place, while independent Cornel West and the Green Party's Jill Stein take 2% and 1%, respectively. Another 4% of respondents are unsure who they will back, and 1% would not vote. When Trump is pitted against just Biden in a 2-way race in the Grand Canyon state, Trump leads 48% to 43%. 3% of respondents would not vote, and 5% are undecided. The poll sampled 796 registered voters from March 8 to 14, and the state's margin of error, MOE, is plus or minus 3 percentage points. Trump carried Arizona in 2016 over twice-failed presidential candidate Hillary Clinton by 3.5 percentage points before Biden narrowly won it in 2020 by 0.3%. Georgia. In Georgia, another state that went red for Trump in 2016 and blue for Biden in 2020, Trump holds a 7-point lead over Biden in both a crowded field and a head-to-head matchup. In the 5-way race, Trump is in front with 45% of support to Biden's 38%, while Kennedy follows with 7%. From there, West takes 2%, Stein fails to get on the board, and 4% of respondents are undecided. In a head-to-head matchup, Trump leads Biden 49% to 42%. 5% are unsure who they would back, and 4% would not vote. The survey sampled 788 registered Georgia voters between March 8 and 12, the MOE is plus or minus 3%. Michigan. Trump and Biden are deadlocked in both variations of the Michigan race. They each garnered 40% support in the contest versus third-party candidates. Kennedy failed to crack double digits with 9%, while West took 3% and 2% back Stein. 5% of respondents are undecided, while 2% would vote for someone else or not participate in the election if these were their choices. With third-party options removed from the field, Biden and Trump each gain 5% support and tie at 45%. 4% would not vote, and 7% do not know who they would back. Like Arizona and Georgia, Trump won Michigan in 2016, but Biden carried it in 2020. Between March 8 to 12, the Morning Consult/Bloomberg News poll sampled 698 registered voters in the Wolverine state. The MOE is plus or minus 4%. Nevada. Polling out of the Silver State, which voted Democrat in the 2016 and 2020 elections, shows Trump leading in both race formats, though third-party candidates help widen the margin against Biden. In a race with Kennedy, Stein, and West in the mix, Trump is in first place with 42%, and Biden registers at 36%. 11% of respondents back Kennedy, while West and Stein tie at 1%. 2% of those polled would not vote if these are their options, and 7% are undecided. Trump's lead narrows to 2 percentage points with Biden as his only opponent. Trump takes 46%, while 44% support Biden. 6% of voters are up for grabs, and 4% would sit the election out. The smaller sample of 447 registered voters in Nevada carries a plus or minus 5% MO. The samples were taken from March 8 to 15. North Carolina. The crowded race in North Carolina shows Trump leading the pack at 45%. Biden follows at 39%, while Kennedy appeals to 7% of voters. West takes 1%, while Stein fails to secure a percent of support. Another 3% of poll participants do not plan to vote if these are their options, and 4% are unsure who they would vote for. Trump maintains his 6-point advantage over Biden with Kennedy, West, and Stein removed from the field. He commands 49% of the vote to Biden's 43%. 4% of the remaining respondents are undecided, and 4% would refuse to vote. The March 8 to 12 poll includes samples from 699 registered voters in the Tar Heel state. The MO is plus or minus 4%. Pennsylvania. As is the case in Nevada, a crowded field seems to benefit Trump in Pennsylvania compared to a head-to-head matchup with Biden, according to the polling data. The five-way contest shows Trump in front with 44%, while Biden comes in second at 38%, and Kennedy follows at 7%. Stein takes 1 point of support, while West fails to get on the board. 7% of respondents did not have an opinion, while 1% would not vote if these are the candidates. The third-party candidates harm Biden in Pennsylvania, considering he gains 7% when they are removed from the field, while Trump only gains 1%. This works out to be a tie between the 45th and 46th presidents as they land at 45% of support. 4% would not vote in a Biden versus Trump rematch, and 6% are up for grabs. Morning consultant Bloomberg polled 807 registered Pennsylvania voters from March 8 to 12, the MO is plus or minus 3%. Wisconsin. Lastly, there is the Wisconsin poll, which showed Trump narrowly leading the deeper field and Biden with a slight edge on Trump in a two-candidate race. Of the Badger State respondents polled, 41% back Trump, 39% support Biden, and 10% would vote for Kennedy Jr. West and Stein round out the field with 1% each. 5% are undecided, and 1% would not participate in the election. In a head-to-head race, Biden leads Trump 46% to 45%. 5% would not vote, and 4% have not made up their minds. This poll included responses from 697 registered voters in the Badger State collected from March 8 to 14. The MO is plus or minus 4 percentage points.